This might be my favorite synth. The C's. So we have a sponsor today, and it's DistroKid. So they reached out to me, and I was actually kind of stoked about it because I've been using DistroKid for a while. So I don't really mind like talking about a product that I use. So if you're at the point where you're actually releasing music, like you've been using Bandcamp or, you know, SoundCloud, whatever, and you actually want to like release an album and have it on iTunes and Spotify and Apple Music and all the places that people actually listen to music, you need DistroKid. $20 a year, not a month, will allow you to upload as many albums as your heart and creative mind will allow you to post. So definitely check them out. I'll put the information below. And if you do use that code, you are going to get a discount, and it will also help me out. So, you know, do it if you're going to do it. All right. So I don't even know like where to begin this video. I'm not proud of a lot of the things I'm gonna show today, but it happened. To my defense, I spend a lot less money and have gotten more synths than I've ever had before. So like my synth to spending ratio, I spend not that much and got a lot of synths. So yeah, so let's talk about how this happened. I think it's been building up in me subconsciously and I just hadn't noticed it. The first encounter with old Casios was with my friend Preston, okay? He told me that, yeah, he's got this obsession with old Casios. I didn't pay much attention to it. He took me to his studio. He showed me his little keyboard. He actually showed me a PT1. I just didn't know what the hell it was at the time. I don't know. Just didn't really, okay, cute, you know, whatever. Okay, time moved on. Months passed. Second encounter. I'm on Instagram and like I follow a lot of the lo-fi artists, like Maya Elk, La Creme. You know who I'm talking about if you're into this type of content. There's another artist, FloBama91. Okay, so I love his compositional style. I love that he uses keyboards. He makes, he does this little show called Synth Sundays, where every Sunday he puts a jam on synths, which is amazing. I always get really intrigued about somebody's workflow when I like the music that they're making. So I reached out to him, asked him about his workflow. Didn't even like notice his synths. You know, I'm like, how is your workflow? I just wanted to know how did he compose. Later on, I ran into another video of his, and he's like doing this interview for somebody else, and he's talking about his Casio SK1. Here it is. Here's the Casio SK1. This is a sampling keyboard. Yes, a sampling keyboard. So, mic in and a line in. Like, how beautiful is that? Not like long samples, more like chromatic or like drum percussion type samples, right? But yeah, this was the beginning. This is where it all started, okay? It just started to go downhill from here, let's just say that. Then came the MT-100, okay? Because he has one of those too, and I'm like, you know what? If I can find it cheap, I'ma grab it. I found it cheap, I grabbed it. The keys are kind of meh. They're a little old on this specific model, not like on the synth itself. Like, whoever had the synth didn't love it. But no, it's cool. It has like an equalizer, like a mixer that you mix your sounds with, which is pretty awesome. Separate review on this coming eventually, at some point. All the beautiful things that we synth nerds like, right? Then of course, YouTube knew what I was up to. You know, the algorithm is always watching. And they suggested a YouTube channel, Keen on Keys, okay? Keen on Keys suggested the MT-70, okay? It is a beautiful synthesizer that makes like Bell and Celesta and xylophone and those type of sounds. All of these synthesizers have built-in speakers, okay? It has a built-in drum machine, okay? I was able to find this cheap as well. So, add to cart, okay? That one also came with this adorable suitcase. It's a little synth case. Then I realized that, yes, a lot of these big synths are really cool and I love them. They're super, you know, capable and have a lot of features, but I really like the little tiny synth, like the little SK1. I just picked it up and went outside, you know, it was just more convenient, right? So then I started looking into other little synths, and then the PT1 came along and it was blue, so you know I had to have it. I had to have it, okay? Look, the keys are not even black. They're light gray. The keys are light gray, so yes. I will have a separate video on this. I will have a separate video on as much as I can. with time, you know, on my side. Then, you know, then you learn that if you're into little keyboards and you don't have a VL1, then, you know, you're a freaking loser. So I had to get a VL1, right? This is actually my third VL1. And I don't mean that I've had them before, because I've never had any Casios before. I literally had to buy three. I got a dud, and then finally a working one. So hard to find a good working one. If you can find one, you know, you can find one. They're on eBay, but, you know, the price is going up. People are becoming obsessed. A lot of that is coming from me. The people that want these are going to get them. And then once they have them, there's just going to be less and less of them. So if you want one, grab it, because you don't want to be paying like a ridiculous overpriced price. Like, you know, yeah, it's cool, but you don't want to pay $1,000 for something, you know, just because of a color. So after the VL1, I realized that maybe I had a problem. Maybe I was being a little too obsessive with this. I needed icing on the cake, right? So a CZ-101 is what made the most sense. There aren't that many out there. They're not easy to fix. It's not a synth that you can just open up and love easily. This synth sounds amazing. It sounds like a tiny Oberheim, in my opinion, and in many other people's opinion. You might not think so, that's okay. This specific synth wasn't loved, okay? The keys are all sticky, it's missing the battery cap. It's just not a synth that was loved much. So that definitely factors in the way that I feel about this. I definitely paid too much for this. This has been the most expensive one that I've bought so far at around $400. And like I said, it doesn't even have the battery pack. It doesn't, you know, it's old. It's not in good condition like the beautiful MT-70 and the one that I'm about to show you next. This might be my favorite synth. The C's. Okay, I swear, besides that, it's in perfect condition. So this literally just needs to be super glued on, but, you know, it's expected. It's, you know, it's from the 80s, right? Okay, but look, it even has the protective sticker still on it. So whoever had this synth probably had it in a closet sitting for years. And, you know, that is the type of synth I want. I don't want a beat up synth that's been through a lot, that's been in some synth freak's hands. I want some old lady that got it for her grandson and he never liked it and he put it away for 15 years. That's what I want, okay? And I think that's what this is. I paid less than $200 for this. And the difference between the 230S and the CZ-101, like the main difference, is that you can edit sounds. So like, this is a pre-programmed synthesizer. So that means like, it's just presets, but they sound amazing. Like, I don't care. I don't need to be tweaking all the time. I don't need to be in sound design mode all the time. That's what my modular is for, right? And other synths that I have. So I will take the pros of this instead of a 101. There's a lot of things that this has that doesn't, okay? So we get 100 presets. On the 101, you don't get that many sounds. You even need like a special cartridge if you want more memory, okay? So that's one, sounds. Number two, the S actually stands for speaker. Yes, this has a speaker and it's actually really loud. That's what I've noticed with a lot of the old Casio synths. Even the VL Tone or the PT1, the speakers are really loud, which is crazy. So, like, if it just makes me think about like the OP1 speaker, because it's complete garbage, it's completely unusable. Like, if it would have been something like this, that would have been awesome. But see how big this is? I mean, this is huge. The OP1 speaker is like that, you know? So it makes sense. But yes, the speaker is actually usable, so you can sit down on your couch, not have anything else, and just jam. Which has been really important to me lately, actually. Like, I kinda had a bad reaction, or I don't know how to explain it, but I just hate, like, sitting down in this studio. I hate just sitting down, like, right here, in this area. But I've also made this separate, like, jam area. So, like, I don't sit down here and wait for inspiration, because that's kinda how it's felt lately. Like, I just sit down and try to create, and that just never works for me. Like, I need to be out and creating, or I need to be like in a different environment. I can't just be like sitting between two monitors and a computer, like trying to get inspiration. So I made this other little area in my room, like actual, like true definition of bedroom producer right here, in my bedroom, just that corner right there. I put the montage over there, and then I have my camera recording down on whatever it is that I'm working on. So that's been like a nice, like, get away from this studio, because like it just becomes overwhelming having like, it just becomes more like a habit. I'm just coming and sitting down, coming and sitting down, coming and sitting down, and then nothing's really getting done. So having synthesizers that are like battery powered, you know, that's amazing. Every synth that I've bought so far has been battery powered. So the little ones take double A's and then the big ones take D's. Yeah, so with the double A's, it's great because like I have rechargeables and you know, it's smarter to just buy rechargeable batteries and better for the environment and all that. But the D's, man, I think I spent about $20, not because they've died, because they haven't died, but because I have so many synths that have needed double D batteries and they take like six batteries. So six batteries per synth. You know, that adds up. But hey, go to the dollar store, $2 for $1. So this has been my favorite acquisition. It also has a drum machine. Yes, a drum machine. And I'm not talking about little cute VL Tone and PT1 drums. No, I'm talking about fat drums. Like, here, go up louder. Yeah. Oh man, tell me those drums are about to get sampled, that's all I know. Phil, oh man. They're amazing, okay? The drums on this thing are fat. I was not expecting to have, and it keeps falling apart. I gotta get the super glue for sure. The drums are fat, they're usable, they're crunchy, they're old. I love the drums. I can't wait to sample these and use them on my other machines. Also, having the ability to like have drums while you're jamming, like I've just been sitting with this on the couch, playing the drums, playing keys on top of it, half an hour. Amazing. Beautiful, like nothing else needed. If you can find one of these, don't sleep on it, okay? Outputs, let's see. 9-volt, phones, PD mix, and pulse code modulation out, which is like the direct out, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, okay. Actually, with a lot of these synths, it was great to try them out, but you guys know that like I like to keep it very minimal, and it's not like I have a lot of space. So literally I have some stuff sitting here on my couch, which is super unhealthy. I don't like that. But I'm gonna take advantage of it before I let them go. I'm gonna make some music with them. I'm gonna make some videos with them. I'll try to review them. I just started a new job, so life's been like super crazy for me. I don't have much time to make these videos, but the free time that I do have, I enjoy making these videos, and I hope you guys enjoy watching them. So yeah, that was my rant about my new obsession with old Casios. Do you have an addiction? I know I'm not the only one, because I've met people that are into old Casios, and like people that I knew that I didn't know they were Casio lovers, you know, like you just don't pay attention to that part of them. But it's been great. The whole like lo-fi community, because think about it, if you're trying to make lo-fi and you're looking for lo-fi sounds, why are you gonna have a really expensive synthesizer? Like, I thought you were trying to find an old sound, right? So if you're trying to make low fidelity music, why don't you go find a low fidelity instrument? Like, kind of makes a little bit of sense if you think about it. I know that with so many people being into synthesizers now, the price of synths are gonna keep going up, 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 until like there's a recession and Behringer drowns the world with clones. But I feel like these synths, like they're gems. Like, I feel like I've hit gold right now. Let me know what else I need. Like, if you're into this, let me know what else I need to get my hands on, like before the mass flood. Cause I mean, right now, like in my life, literally, I'm in my dining room. This is where the dining room is supposed to be, but we don't have a dining room. We just have a studio. But you know, that's fine. Like, this is where I'm supposed to be in my life right now. It makes sense, right? But eventually in the future, I do want my own studio room, and I don't want it just filled with expensive things. I want it filled with things that mean something to me. And I feel like that's what I'm doing. Like, a lot of my life, I've had to move around a lot. So I've never really been attached to like material things that much, you know, because it comes and goes, whatever. So like being an adult and just being in a more stable environment, I don't know. I've just like been having a different relationship with the things that I own. I've also been reading this book called Essentialism, and it really just talks about like how you know, don't waste your time on things that don't really interest you. Like, if something doesn't give you that feeling of like, hell yeah, then it's a no, you know? And that's, I've been applying that to the things that I own. Like, how do I feel about this piece of gear? Do I absolutely love this piece of gear, or is it like, okay? And if it's just like in that 50 to 60 percentile of like, okay, or like I might use it someday, it's gone. Because that's just taking time from me focusing on the things that are actually 100% and that I do want to invest my time in and learn them inside out and all that. But I think it's a good philosophy, just like with anything that you do with the time that you spend. So yeah, that's been like kind of like my new thing that I'm trying to achieve, right? But yeah, we're gonna see what stays. Like I said, I even just got something else. I'm not even gonna tell y'all what it is yet. So let's see where this journey takes these videos. I also really want to run these synths through my Euro rack. So yeah, that's plan B or step two. I need to get the output module so I can get the line levels and all that fun stuff, all that extra technicalities before I can get it to work. But I'm excited to run some of these synths through some effects. And I'm also gonna be working on some loop packs, which is new to DollarsJamming.com. I do like synth patches, you guys already know that. I have a synth collection for the Micro Freak, the Mini Log. I have a few other sound packs over there. And then I have my sample packs, which are mostly like percussion, and then I have a few melodic packs on there. But now I'm gonna start making loop packs, which is like actual loops that you can just load up to your samplers and have them like be the beginning of where you start something, or you know, just add other loops and just create a whole song like that. So I have a lot of ideas for those. I just really need time. I just need to like that really, and now that I started working, I really need to be like very careful with my time and not waste time doing things that I don't enjoy and that bring no long-term value. So bear with me. Thank you for being on this journey. I love you guys. I'll catch you guys in the next one.